Max, this is supposed to be a summer sport. I've been watching you today. Woolly hats, hand warmers in pockets, about 10 layers on probably as well.
Yeah, it seems to get colder. It's amazing. And, you know, the people watching as well, it's a great effort because once you run about a bit, it's not too bad. But it must be absolutely freezing in the stands. So, you know, fair play to people turning up and watching.
I've put on the website they either deserve a medal or probably deserve to be sectioned, don't they, really?
Yeah, one or the other, definitely.
102 for three Leicestershire after being asked to follow on. How do you see the game now with you know, one day left?
Well, it's still in our hands, really. Obviously, it's disappointing today with the weather we've had, but... I thought when we got back on we bowled really well again. We just didn't have the luck today. A few LBs turned down and a few not carrying to the slips, and you've got to give them a credit. They've put a nice partnership on as well, and you normally find in these types of games when you make teams follow on, there's normally one partnership. So I think we're all confident if we can get another wicket in the morning. Wickets seem to fall in flurries here, so hopefully it'll do that tomorrow.
Roll back to Yorkshire's 447. You were batting at number 7, which is slightly alien to you, but a very good 90.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, obviously, I'd like to be batting higher up, but I'm happy. So we lost a couple of wickets there, and it gave me a chance to build an innings. And you know, we're batting against the new ball, second new ball, which I'm used to anyway with batting up the order. So it was nice to get in. And as I say, I've been hitting the ball really well. Just needed, you know, to really get past that first half an hour, and once I did that, you know, I managed to see it through to that night and then play well the next morning.
There was a solid foundation built for you there by Johnny Burst, who was 182, and Andrew Gale, the captain, was 80, played very well.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite tough the first morning. You know, they put us in, it was damp, and I thought we played well all day, really. As you say, Gailey and Johnny especially played really well. And we were confident we're getting them runs on the ball. We knew if we pitched the ball up and hit the deck hard, we'd get our rewards, and that's what happened.
And then with the ball in your hand, 4 for 21, that must have felt good.
Yeah, really good. I mean, these conditions type of, you know, suit me when it's a little bit damp and the ball seems about. So Gailey got me on fairly early, and once I got one wicket, it gave me a lot of confidence, and I managed to you know, get 4, which was fantastic.
You say you got you on fairly early. You're on even early in the second innings, opening the bowling.
Yeah, I think probably a mixture of getting the last wicket and the other bowlers were absolutely freezing cold, so we're only one over left from that end, so it made sense for me just finishing bowling to take the last over.
When was the last time you opened the bowling for Yorkshire?
I think I took a second new ball once many moons ago, I think at Derbyshire, but I'll have to check up on that.
Very well played over the last few days anyway.
Thanks, James, thank you.